is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour two. USAprepares.com. Frank Underhill's with us. Hey, Frank, I was looking at the price of gold, and right now, gold is $1,469.7 an ounce. Now, at the beginning of the year, it was $1,695, almost $1,700, and now it's below $1,500. I know that a number of people are very concerned about this, Frank, and I've been addressing this at the meetups, and what I found is, although that's the melt price, you can't buy it for that. You just can't. And silver, especially, the premiums on silver have gone up. The premiums on an ounce of silver are about 20%. So even though these prices appear to be market prices, you cannot buy the metal for that. What are you seeing where you are?
Well, that's absolutely true. That's just not only your sources, but even in the managed media, where it says that physical delivery is hard to come by, dealers have to wait a duration to receive it. And what you're seeing is a bunch of paper transactions occurring. Now, I think gold has stabilized here due to the fact that the U.S. dollar seems to be drifting again. It's heading into, it's like heading at 82, 81 range now, and it looks like it's cresting here. And I guess as long as the government keeps putting money into these markets, you will see the dollar decline even more so. So I think that's only going to help gold and silver in the short run.
Okay. So are you bullish?
I'm bullish. I'm bullish, trepidly bullish. I think miners probably have some cost problems to issue out. I was reading over the weekend that one of the largest miners in North America secured $3 billion in note sales, and I was wondering why would they raise so much money, and they probably need to unwind some contracts. But that's just my speculation. But I do see that at least the metal is stabilized. At least it's not below 1,400. But I still think we're not out of the woods yet. We still need to see a new level, a bottom formation happen here. But I think if gold could break above 1,500, I think that I would be a little more optimistic.
I had some fun last last Monday at the meetup, and class is a meetup tonight. Eddie Allen's going to be with us. We're going to be talking about bartering gold, silver, copper tonight, 5:30 at Ziggy's in Springfield. Then I'm going to be talking a little update on my LED project for lighting of the home. Last week there was some concern about the fall in the price of silver as well as gold, and I said, well, you know, it affects everybody, including me. So there were some people that bought silver at, oh, let's say $28, $29. And I said, tell you what, the market price right now is about $24. I'll buy, anyone who wants to sell silver right now, I'll pay the market price. I'll pay you the $24 right now for all you have. Absolute silence. I said, anybody want to sell at $24? No hands went up. Now, we're talking about an entire restaurant full of people. I said, okay, all right. 25, 26, 27, who wants to sell at 28, how about 29, how about 30, I rest my case, nobody, and there was a room full of people there who owns silver. I would say that every single person in that room is an owner of silver, every single one. And there was some concern about the price falling, but nobody, not one individual, would sell at a 20% premium. Nobody. Interesting. Absolutely interesting. And I said, well, I agree. I wouldn't sell either. And, you know, I was just trying to make a point. I was not trying to use the down market to gain unfair advantage. I knew that nobody would be interested in selling the silver at those prices. And I just wanted to reinforce in their minds that, yep, they weren't willing to do it either. So we're all saying
a lot of people who own physical, they hold these things for long term. So they have long term. They are more of an investor as opposed to being a speculator, and that's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, Frank, that my wedding band was an heirloom from generations. It was purchased many, 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 many years ago, and I've had it for over 30 years. So, I have not sold one ounce of my precious metals without replacing it for something better. Okay? Ounce for ounce, I can say, now, while I've sold some of the, let's say silver dollars that were of a lower quality, I've replaced them with higher quality. But ounce for ounce, I'm still where I was. I have not lost in terms of ounces. And I don't want to, Frank. I don't want to liquidate. And at some point I may. And that's going to be a lousy day. Because for some reason, I think I'll be kind of unhappy the day that I have to start selling precious metals to survive. Because I really don't want to. I just want to pass it on and pass it on and, you know, have it stay within the Finelli family for centuries. Why not? You know, someday we'll look at even pennies, even the copper pennies that I've stored. We'll look at them and say, what? grandchildren will probably say, what? Grandfather, what in the heck are those? What do you use those things for? Right? Copper pennies. What would you use those for? As a matter of fact, what could you buy today? When I was a child, you could actually buy something for a penny. You really could. You could buy gum, and you could buy, they had penny candy for a penny. Now, I can't think of anything that you can buy for a penny. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to think of something you can buy for 10 pennies. Is there anything you buy for 10 pennies?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Seriously. Okay. Well, let's talk about what's happening in housing, Frank. And let me share a short story with you. I broadcast in the afternoon at 3:00 on KWTO in Springfield, Missouri. And there are several people who broadcast about different specialties. We have one of the guys does a weekly show on mortgage lending. Another guy does one on chiropractic, and Dr. Shealy does his broadcast once a week on natural medicine and takes calls. Well, the guy who does the mortgage brokerage program, he takes calls and talks about what's happening in the market. I asked him, I mean, I've been listening to him for a couple of years because he and I broadcast on the same station. And I asked him if he'd be interested in presenting a seminar at the Get Prepared Expo, at the last expo, talking about what is happening with mortgage lending. And specifically, I explained to him that we have a realtor who is expert in helping people find farm properties, kind of like my farm. They could find a 5-acre, 20-acre, 40, 60, 80, 120, you know, 200 acre farms. And he knows where they are, and he knows, and he's been on them. He's walked them. So I asked this mortgage broker if he would do a seminar that could link how to finance one of these farms that are real estate instructor would be talking about at his booth at the expo. So if you wanted to buy a farm, you talk to the realtor, you go to his seminar, you learn about what to look for, and then you go to the mortgage guy and say, okay, so is funding available? Well, the mortgage broker told me that there's no funding available. No funding available to buy a farm. It's impossible to finance a farm from him, through him, with him. He said, now, if you want to buy a city property, they can make that happen. Well, who wants to buy a city property? Everybody I know is trying to get out of the city. So I guess that's why there's funding. But what I'm saying is, Frank, the mortgage market is not what we think. You just can't go and get funding to buy a farm. So tell us what you see happening in housing.
Well, you can't get funding to buy a mortgage here either. And, you know, banks are not lending, and real estate is only moving up because the banks are holding back on a lot of properties. And when that happens, there's a squeeze. And in a way, I think it's better because people who are buying them are probably better qualified to buy them. And you're seeing a new normality set into place here, where you have to have skin in the game, where you're it's very hard to get refinancing. And I think, you know, without, you know, sounding like the Grinch, I think this is probably the way it should be, and this is where real estate prices should be. And, you know, like here there are still people still going through the short sale regime or their procedure. Or there are people who are simply still losing their homes to the banks because a lot of these short sale procedures all have trap doors, back rooms, and snakes and ladders. So it's very difficult. And the way the banks see it, with real estate moving up and having a control on the inventory, they probably should be putting people into foreclosure because they can recover more today than, say, what they could a year or two ago.
So are you seeing, what are you seeing in housing prices? Are prices going up?
I see them going higher, but with a lot less inventory on the market, yes.
Okay, so actually we're talking about supply and demand, right?
Right.
So it's actually working in the current market. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Talking about housing, we're talking about banks are still foreclosing. And let's talk a little bit more about tight lending standards when we come back on the other side of this break.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill and I are talking about banking, talking about lending to purchase properties, and I mentioned that it's really, really difficult to get funding to buy a farm, but it's easier to get funding to buy a city property. Frank, it seems to me that businesses that like Wall Street. Wall Street is doing very well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is hit 15,000. Don't you need profits in order to have a company do well, or is there another way of manipulation?
Well, the other way is just fee, charge, stay out of lending. Short-term lending, what banks have managed to unlock is the you can charge 25% on a $3,000 credit card, or do you charge 4%, 3% interest on a 30-year mortgage with a chance of bumps in the road or foreclosure along the way? So banks really do not need to be in the mortgage business or in the car lending business or really any other business. They just make it on short-term high interest rates, just like a payday loan store, if you will, or a title loan place.
So and I'll tell you what, Frank, they're everywhere. I mean, payday loan, title loans, bad credit, you know, no problem. You can buy your car here. I mean, how do we get to this point where there are big signs on businesses that headline that if you can't pay your bills, we'll put you in a car? Unbelievable.
Well, you look here, companies like Drive Time, you know, they sell late model off-lease vehicles, and they charge high interest. I'm sure there's people in your locale that are familiar with a show called Pawn Stars, where people bring in items. They pay big juice. They charge hefty fees and hope you get your item back when you have some extra money in your pocket. Wall Street's run pretty much the same way.
You mentioned Pawn Stars. I know Craig Gottlieb from California. I've seen him at many trade shows, and he's an expert in German militaria items and war artifacts. I know him very well, and I've had dinner with him many times, and we've chatted. So, I am familiar with one of the players in Pawn Stars. Anyway, you were talking about banking.
That's how banks make their money. And, you know, going back to real estate, what you have now, our prices are still low, is that you have, like, simply cash buyers jumping into the market. And a cash buyer will generally rent the home out, or they bought it so low where they can sit on it and wait. But chances are, with a cash buyer who's saying buying a home to live in, that house will never probably ever see the real estate market for years to come, really. Because, you know, I could speak for myself. I'm never going to sell my home. I'm in it. I don't owe on it. And therefore, it'll never see the light of day ever again.
Yeah, and you're talking about me also. We bought our farm, paid for it, and no notes on it, no loans. And I was talking to Mrs. Finelli about it, and our intent is to have this be the family farm for a very long time. We're taking care of the land, we're restoring the land, and we're not abusing it. And it's not a speculation property. It's the family farm. And that's the way it used to be. In Europe, heck, families stayed on the same farm for centuries. Yep. So why should we not do that here?
And your kids have a place to come to if, you know, whatever hits the fan, there's always a home to roost.
Yeah. Frank, you mentioned credit cards. You know, we depend on our credit cards way too much. Way too much.
Yep.
And I, of course, depend on my credit card, but I always have a plan B. And talk about what happened to me with United Missouri Bank and how they shut my credit card down. I'm going to tell you why. It's embarrassing. And I think United Missouri Bank needs the publicity. They need the free advertising. So I'm going to help them when we get back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702, or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Oh
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Underhill and I are talking about credit cards, and I wanted to mention that I depend on my credit cards, just as many people do, but I also always have a plan B. And went to Ziggy's a few weeks ago and used my credit card. And you know, here I am at Ziggy's. I've been there for a couple of years now, and I always pay my. I don't get free food. I won't accept free food, so I pay my dinner bill just as everybody else does. And my bill was $9, and I wanted to put a tip on there, and I'm thankful that Ziggy's will let us use the restaurant for a meetup. So I tried to thank our waitress, who's very good to us, and I tip her $20. And so my bill is $29. And the owner of the restaurant was the cashier that night, and he said, "Your credit card's declined." And I'm thinking, wow, how'd that happen? Well, so that's okay. I've got other cards, and I have cash. And I took care of it, but it was kind of embarrassing. And my card didn't work for buying gas that day either. And then my website, e-commerce site, gets shut down because my credit card's no good. So I called up UMB Bank, United Missouri Bank, and they told me that they had some questions for me, and they wanted to verify some information, and they wanted to add some information to my profile, and I wouldn't let them do it. I said they had a choice. They could either fix it right then, or I would talk about it. And they said they just had a few questions. I said, no, I'm not answering any questions. My phone number, you've got my phone number. It's the same phone number that's on the account. I'm calling from my home. And I gave them my website, and my name is on the website. The phone number's on the website. Everything jives. They wanted more information. I said, absolutely not. It's not going to happen. Talked to a supervisor. Got nowhere. Bottom line is, they told me, I said, why is it shut down? They said, well, there's some unusual purchases. I said, like what? They said, well, Youngevity. Well, that's Dr. Wallach supplements. I buy them, just as everyone else does, a couple hundred dollars a month. And that seemed to be a problem for them. I said, well, if you look, you'll see that I bought them the month before. And said, yeah, you're right. And they said, what about this Kyani? And I said, well, that's another supplement that Dr. Shealy recommends, and I buy that also. And I said, that's, if you check, there's history on that too, month after month after month. She said, that's right. I said, so what's the problem? And they said, well, here's a charge from Luxembourg. I said, okay, tell me about it. She said, it's $3.05. I said, okay, what is it? She said, it's Skype. And I said, yeah, that's right, $3.05, $2.99 plus tax. That got my credit card shut down. They thought that was fraudulent. $3.05. So instead of calling me, instead of emailing me, they shut my card down. And actually they say, well, it's really not shut down. It's just not active. So it shuts down my e-commerce site. It shuts down my purchase of when I travel, gas and food and so forth. And what I'm saying is, you are vulnerable. If you think that that one credit card in your wallet is always going to work, it doesn't. This card has been shut down at least four times that I remember distinctively. The same credit card. And I was instrumental in getting Casey's General Store, to dump Juniper Bank, because Juniper Bank shut my credit card down three times. So I'm on a first-name basis with the chief financial officer of Casey's, and we talked about customer experiences, and I called him and I explained to him that I didn't understand why my credit card was shut down for $3.05. And, of course, Casey's is a very large customer of UMB, United Missouri Bank. And you know what? My credit card was fixed without me answering any more questions. But it took a high level to do it. So the bottom line is, don't depend on your credit card. And if you're thinking about getting one from UMB, I told you that they shut my credit card down for $3.05. They were not willing to risk a $3.05 charge for a good customer, a loyal customer of 8 years, for $3.05. Frank, back to you.
I think they look for any excuse. They probably even just want to drop customers, really, I think. And
well, they would probably love to drop me, because I told them I would talk about them for 5 days, and I'm on day number four. So, this is the fourth time I mentioned United Missouri Bank. And I think they're a miserable bank, absolutely miserable. The only thing they are authorized to do is to apologize. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can you fix it? I'm sorry. But can you fix it? I'm sorry.
Well, this is why I don't even like going into a bank. I don't even like asking them for anything, because it's all excuses and no solutions. And I don't like being hit for sale. They all want to sell me something. Now, unlike Vincent, I don't have any credit cards. I don't believe in them. If you can't afford it, don't buy it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once you're late, you're into a system. And that's one grid I try to get off of is that credit card grid, that credit reporting and credit this and that. It's all nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, funny story, Frank. I went into Sam's Club many years ago. And they had a deal where if you upgraded your credit card to the new Sam's Club credit card, and this was back in the 90s, you could get 2% off your back, 2% back. Well, I needed to buy a whole bunch of appliances. I needed a couple washing machines, a couple dryers, refrigerator, a whole bunch of stuff. And so I thought, well, you know, if I'm going to do it, now's the time to do it. So I went to the courtesy desk and I said, I'd like to get that card. And they explained to me, yeah, it's real. You get 2%. I said, okay, I'll do that. And they said, just fill this out. And they asked me all kinds of questions. And I didn't want to put down a lot of this information. So what I did was I just said, my name. And it asked me for my income. And I think I put down $11,000. I said, $11,000 annual income. And she looked at it, and she's looking at my card of stuff. And she's and I wrote down an income below the poverty line, right? I mean, way below. I mean, I'm ready for food stamps. I'm ready. I'm ready to figure out how I'm going to get home. So I said, I've got something I got to do. I'll be back in a couple hours. And she said, that'll give us plenty of time. So I came back, and I said, "Did you were you able to process my cash?" She said, "Yeah, I did, and I checked it three times, and it came back all three times. Yeah, you're approved." And I said, "Do you know what my credit line is?" And she said, "Yeah, it's $17,000." And I said, "Wow, that's pretty good, isn't it? I mean, for $11,000 a year income, I have a $17,000 credit line on my credit card." And she said, "Yeah, it's kind of amazing, isn't it?" What I'm telling you, Frank, is regardless of what you put down, they know. They know. They know what the real answer is. They know what the real story is. So for some reason, they overlooked what I put down as my income. And they were willing to lend me $17,000 unsecured on a credit card. So they know by your social security number and your name who you are, and that's pretty much all they need to know. Name, address, social security number. They've got it down. Your thoughts?
Yeah, again, it's Big Brother. And, Vincent, I don't want these banks to give me a single penny, period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got their hooks into you.
You know,
I wanted to.
If I can just share this, I needed to get a signature medallion, and this bank lady was giving me the runaround. Like I went not once but twice, and then wait. And then I went to another branch, and the branch that I go to just down the road. If I go in there, they said, "Well, the person who does this is not there, but he's at this other branch down on Boulder and Indio." So I go down to this branch at Boulder in Indio, and I show up. I was in there in like 3 minutes. Guy says, "You need a medallion?" "Yes." You know, I told him I needed it. He said, "I'll be right back." He went to the safe. He got the stamp, got his ledger book, came out, looked at the document, read over it, stamp, boom, gone. And, you know, there's not even a consistency between branches on different services. And, you know, you cannot function without consistency. You know, it's good at this branch, not good at that branch. We'll get back to you here. Won't get back to you there. You know, Vincent, it really makes one wonder how we, you know, I'm not surprised how we fell into this big financial pickle and yet how we've made it so far. And I guess a portion is, you know, if it wasn't for the resilience of people like yourself or me or the American people, we'd be in a lot bigger trouble than what is transpired today.
Well, there's a bank down the road from us about 20 miles away, and that's the closest bank. And, you know, they know me by sight. They know me by my voice. And I've been asking them for all the years that we've been doing an expo to do a seminar to teach young people how to save money, how banking works, how interest works. And they say things to me like, well, I'll tell you what, we'll be glad to contribute to your expo and we'll give you some money. But we can't do that seminar thing that you're asking. And I said, I don't want your money. All I want you to do is teach young people how banking works. And they said, well, you know, the FDIC and the rules and regulations. I said, what are we talking about? You guys used to go to schools and teach people about saving money and interest. That's all I want you to do. Teach people what you guys do so they know how interest works, so that they don't become victims of zero down, no payment for a year, and then have their cars hooked and their beds and mattresses taken away from them because they can't pay their bills. They need to know how interest works. Well, no bank, not even my bank, will come to the Get Prepared Expo and teach people how interest works. No bank. I've been talking about this for a couple years on the radio. No bank will teach a seminar for 1 hour in their own market, teach children how interest works. No bank. You got to ask yourself, what's wrong with banking that they won't even talk about what they actually do? It's a secret. I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill. We come back, I'll talk about banking fees.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. the Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you'd like to contact Frank Underhill, you may. And I'm going to give you his direct phone number. 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. Link on the website, usapreparers.com, page one under instructors at the bottom of the page. I've got a caller. Mike, hold on just one second. I just want to say something very quickly. I'm looking at the fee schedule for my bank, okay? And overdraft charge per item, $25. Insufficient funds per item, $25. Negative account fee, $5 per day. Inactive account fee, $4 per month. Let's see. Unauthorized ACH return, $15. Deposit chargeback, $2. Cashier's check, $5. Money orders, $2.99. Counter checks, if you want 10 of them, $2.50 plus postage. Deposit books, $2. If you want a check image copy, if they have to research it, $4. Photocopies, 33 cents. Facsimile, if you want a fax sent, $5. Non-customer check cashing fee, 1% of the check amount. It goes on and on. A notary fee, $2. A tax letter of credit, $29. Statement balancing, 1 hour minimum, $25. Stop payment, $15. Wire transfers, outgoing, $15. Incoming, $10. International outgoing, $45. The list goes on and on and on. So I called him up and I said, I got this letter. That doesn't apply to me, right? You know what they said? No, that's not for you. What I'm telling you is you can call your bank and say exactly what I did. I'm confused. This doesn't apply to me, right? So there you have it. Mike from Tennessee, you're on with Frank Underhill and me, Vin Finelli.
Before I get to my point, I just want to mention that non-customer check cashing fee, that's actually illegal. If you look in most states, they charter these banks with the understanding that they're supposed to honor checks as cash in full, and them applying a fee because you're not a customer renders that check less than full face value.
It does.
So if you challenge it and you get your state comptroller involved, I'm surprised there hadn't been a class action lawsuit against that yet, but banks across the board are doing it, and it's totally illegal. The reason I called, I went to Walmart and got one of their one of their variety of credit card offerings. They're supposed to have a money card where you can basically use it as a debit card, or when you travel, such as driving to the expo and you need to buy gas at places that don't take cash, then you've got the effectiveness of a credit card without having a credit card account. And they do not advertise anywhere that you're required to give a Social Security number in order to activate it. But on the website, it says if you don't have a social or you choose not to give it, click here, and it will be available to be used as a debit card, which is what I wanted to use it for, one-time use, one-time load, and that's it. Don't want a credit card with anybody. So went to activate it, and it wouldn't activate. And I was fortunate I was able to make the trip over and back, and all the gas stations took cash. But had I been to one that only took credit cards out at the pump after hours where they locked the places down, I would have been up a creek. And in talking to Walmart, they basically passed the buck to the company, and the company passed the buck to Walmart. And in the end, I was able to get a refund, but therein they wanted my Social Security number. So I think the Bible says something about in the end you will not be able to buy or sell or trade without the mark of the beast. Well, this is full face, you know, value of that scripture right now, where you can't even get a prepaid debit. And, of course, had it notated on the side of the box, you must disclose your Social Security number, or they had an option for you to return it to the store and get a refund, that would have been okay, but there was no option for a refund whatsoever through Walmart. They took the money, but they refused to do a refund.
Mike, thanks so much for that information. I think that was great, sharing that with us. Mike, you're certainly welcome to be a frequent flyer here at USAforParis.com. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, thanks so much for being with us, talking about survival economics. Boy, it's getting tougher and tougher. Not even cash is welcome everywhere. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And man, oh man, we're in a lot of trouble. Everywhere you look, we got problems. Thanks so much for being with us, Frank.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.